Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Matter how I feel. Wow. Welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authorist Terry E. Lyle and Chris. And that song just took me back to church. You know, church is wherever you at that you want to praise the Lord. And that tune was Praise Is What I Do by William Murphy. Now, I don't know about you, but we all, each and every one of us, got a reason to be happy and grateful to praise God, you know, because if he opened you and woke you up this morning in your right mind, that's a reason to praise him. If he woke you up without COVID-19, that's a reason to praise him. If he woke you up and put food in the refrigerator so that you can eat, that's a reason to praise him. So you know something, all of y'all who are looking for the negative, God is a worthy God to be praised. So I just want to thank all my listeners from north to south, east to west, and all my listeners in the 30 countries around the globe, and my special guest, Norma McLaughlin. Thank her for coming here, the woman of God, you know, and she's going to bring you her testimony, and she's going to tell you about her book that's going to be released soon. But before we bring you on this dynamic woman, I just want to slow it down because, you know, I'm ready to start shouting up and down the room and everything because, you know, my daddy was a Pentecostal minister, and my grandpappy was a Baptist minister, so I know how to shout with the best of them. The church we go to, we don't do that, but let me hear a song, man. My feet be twitching and my back get to moving. I don't feel no pain. I'll be ready to whoop and, ooh, baby, I can shout. So I'm just going to say, how you doing, Chris, this evening?
I'm doing good, Terry. I want to say hello to you, to our viewers. I want to wish everyone who celebrates this a happy Hanukkah because it's night two of Hanukkah, and let's get this great show on the ball.
All right, darling, we're going to do that, and let's welcome. Without further ado, how you doing, Miss Norma?
I'm doing well tonight. Thank you so much, and thank you for having me on this evening.
You're so welcome to be on because anytime somebody can bring encouragement to other people that's listening, because we never know what somebody's walk is, and your story might be the one to help somebody just hold on. You know, I'm not going to say too much about this, but on the news it was saying that not just as much as people are dying from COVID-19, they stated that people were committing suicide out of depression because of the quarantine from COVID-19. So a lot of people are in a weird head space and a lot of empty plates at the table, Thanksgiving pass, and, you know, it's just a lot for a lot of people. So I'm praying and believing that you can tell us a little bit about yourself, and somewhere between here and tonight that someone will feel like just hang in there. Hope is coming. A change is coming. The vaccine has been approved. Just hang in there. Things will get better. And hopefully by summertime again, it will be back to normal pretty much. So tell us a little bit about yourself, Norma, for those who don't know you.
All right. Well, I'm Dr. Norma, but people usually call me First Lady McLaughlin. I'm a best-selling author, publisher, a speaker, a certified master literary consultant and writing coach. And as I said, most people call me First Lady in my community, and not only now, my community. Now I think it's all gone nationwide. No matter where I go or with whom I talk, I'm known as First Lady.
All right.
For people who are
right,
even members of my church.
Amen. Amen.
Well,
so for people who don't know, that means that her husband is a minister at that church. When they use that terminology, First Lady, that means she is the wife of the pastor. Is that correct in your church?
That is correct, even though I tried not to claim that for a number of years. For whatever reason, I suppose the Holy Spirit or God wanted that me to have that moniker or that title because I have not been able to get rid of it. For me, it's not a spiritual title. It's not a biblical title. But it is a title in the Black community and in the Black church.
Right.
So
right.
So I just embraced that, and it has served me well. It
All
has
right.
opened doors and allowed people to, I think, open up more so, because a lot of people identify with that more so than I did, I think. So for whatever reason, that's what it is.
Yeah, I know for one reason, to have that title comes a lot of responsibility as well. People don't understand that when you have a title that's revered, you know, people expect a whole lot out of you, you know. So I'm grateful that you can fit those shoes that you're wearing, darling. Yeah, those are some big shoes to fill.
They really are, and I'll just mention this while I'm here. Because of that, we know that what I call now ministers' mates, or pastors' wives or pastors' spouses or whatever they are today, wear many a hat. But we're very alone. We carry a large burden on our shoulders, so usually have no one to share those burdens with other than our husbands. So what I have started a movement is called Ministers' Mates. And with that, it's trying to open up an avenue where those wives or those husbands who are married to female ministers have somewhere to go to talk and share their issues. And so on every Saturday evening at 6 o'clock, I also do host the radio. Well, it's really not a host radio, but on StreamYard, where we interview and talk to some of them and talk about some issues that we have. So that's a little plug for that.
All right now. Well, Chris, I'm going to let you kick off your questions.
All right, Norma. My first question is, I know you do a women's conference on Zoom. How do you like doing Zoom? I mean, you know, everybody's doing Zoom because of COVID. How does that work for you?
Well, for me, Zoom has been, let me just, before I do that, preface all of that with, I'm a firm believer as a Christ follower that everything that happens for the good for those who follow Christ Jesus. So I have to believe that whatever is happening with us with COVID has some good coming from that. So my good as far as Zoom is concerned is that I have initiated several Bible studies, and I have met women from all over the world through those Bible studies. So I think I have followed the Great Commission in that, in getting outside of the church with what Zoom has allowed to happen. So I've been very excited about having courses and studies in my Zoom room. So as I say, I have had various studies. As a matter of fact, my girlfriends and I sometimes get on and socialize. Most of us are older and we never leave home. But that's the opportunity that we do have to socialize with one another. We have our little, as a matter of fact, we had a 50s party where we sat in and had the flashback to drinking red Kool-Aid, and we all dressed in 50s clothes, but it was all through Zoom. So we had a good time.
Yeah, well, that's something that I'm going to have to get Chris to talk me through, because I used to have it on my computer, but I didn't know how to really use it, so I took it off. But he's right about one thing. I hear everybody say Zoom, 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 Zoom. So maybe I might try to do that, but I'm going to have to spend some time with him, you know, talking me through it. But I know you have a book coming out. What's the name of that book that you have coming out? And if that's a poetry book, I heard you say that you're a lyricist, so I'm sure that it's, you know, some spoken word as well.
Well, I seldom do that, but I mean, that's one of my what is it, my bathtub times. But I do have some. But my book, I have two books coming out. One of them is, and the one that I'll probably end up talking about, but one is how coaches should write their signature book. And it is 7 Steps to Gaining Expert Power. In your other one, but the other book that I'm coming out, which is the anthology that's coming out, is The Voices from the Mothers of Black Sons.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited about both of them, but the one we could probably talk about, The Voices from the Mothers of the Black Sons, since that's probably more timely today. It became
timely. Well, do you have it handy that you can read it for us?
No, I do not. But I can talk a little bit about it. There are 12 writers,
you had that
12
in
stories.
A book as well as a poem because of the title. So it's not in a poem because, you know, a lot of times when I write, I'll include a poem in my book, you know. So
right. I have a poem, but it's going to be in there, a poem and a story that someone has written a song, and that's all of that's coming together within this book. That's why it's late coming out because they're trying to put together a soundtrack. To go along with the audio part of it.
Okay,
but
well, let me ask you this
yeah.
before I send it over to Chris. When Chris asks you your question, is it possible that you have your manuscript handy where you can read one of your poems?
One of my poems? I can read you one of I can read you one of the poems from one of my forgiveness poems.
That's
which I have in my forgiveness book.
Starting with me.
Yes. Let me find, I can find that, and we can.
Okay, and I'll ask you a question, because I'm sure you can multitask.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chris.
Oh, well, I have my screens open, because I had no idea where we were going, so.
All right. All right. My next question for Norma is, Norma, what as we it's 2020, and as we approach 2021, only in a few weeks, what are some blessings out? You know, since we're you know, what are some blessings that have happened to you during COVID, before COVID, anything in between?
As I said, probably the biggest blessing that I have had during COVID is that I have been able to talk and learn from more people than in my little community, than in my church. I have found that going outside of the walls of the church to others, I have become a global person because in my Bible studies and in my conversations that I have met people from all over. It's amazing. Because when you're in the Zoom room, you ask people to introduce themselves and some say, well, I'm from Wisconsin, or I'm from Ohio, or I'm from you know wherever, and you're sitting there in amazement. I would never have met or talked to these people probably had it not been for COVID, because I would not have been in the Zoom room had it not been for COVID. So I think that's the biggest blessing, because the blessing comes from the fact that I am doing what God has told us to do, and that is to take his word to the othermost parts of the world. And when I'm teaching and those women are there from different parts of the world, I feel that I am carrying out the Great Commission. So I think that's one of my biggest blessings, that and we're still building the kingdom, and we're not just sitting there talking to people who are already saved, but you're having an impact on those who are not saved. And so, therefore, you are building the kingdom and taking that message of salvation to those who are in the uttermost parts of the world. That's been, I think, my biggest blessing through all of this.
Amen to that.
Okay.
All right. Well, darling, you got that poem ready for us?
I haven't found that poem yet, but it's coming. It's coming. Let's talk.
Okay, it's coming. All right. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a little small, short song break, and we'll be back.
Okay.
It's just me and you. I feel so lost, 'cause I don't know what to do. Now what if I choose the wrong thing to do? I'm so afraid of disappointing you. So I need to talk to you and ask you for your guidance, especially today when my life is so cloudy. Guide me until
Adams. I had to cut her off really quick because the song has opened my heart. I want to get an opportunity to get our special guest, Norma, to read her poem. My dear, did you find it, First Lady?
Yes, I did find them, so here we go.
All right, now.
my first poem, and these are in one of the books that I've written that I do a Bible study on. It says, like this week's biblical women, you have chosen to follow Jesus. You are a child of the Most High King, and through your ever-increasing faith while in prayer, you respond when you hear your Father calling your name. You are your spiritual gift. You use your spiritual gift to fulfill your destiny and purpose while on assignment here on earth. It is with God's wisdom that you carry the Great Commission by bringing unbelievers into the kingdom. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's one of the poems that I found that's been very fitting for me this time that I was just talking about, that we're using as a follower of Christ, the things that we need to be able to bring people into the kingdom.
Right.
I have another one here. I think you can read this one. This is called You Can Depend on Him.
All right.
You belong to God because he chose you. You can depend on him. If you do what he asks, God promises he will fulfill. You can depend on him. When you are without, God will become whatever you need. You can depend on him. When you feel like no one cares, God's love never fails. You can depend on him. When you feel you have gone astray, God's waiting patiently, waiting for your return. You can depend on him. It's because he loves you with unconditional love. You can depend on him.
I like that. I really like that. And that's nice. So tell us when your book is expected to come out and how they can reach you.
Okay. Both of them are expecting to come out next month in January, probably end of about mid-January. You can reach me at Norma McLaughlin, chosenpen.com, or Norma First Lady Norma at gmail.com.
Oh, I like that. So,
my website is Chosen Pen.
Mm-hmm. Chosen Pen. Just
chosenpen.com. Yes. Uh-huh.
Sounds good. Well, we are definitely blessed to have you with us tonight. And I want to thank you for spending that time. And I got a real short song, and we just want to take it out the door. So thank you, Norma. And, you know, when the book comes out, hit me up on the phone. We'll make sure we do a grand re-entry. And good night, Chris, and have a great weekend, both of y'all. And I'm going to take y'all home for a little Otis Redding. Try a little tenderness.
You're just taking us from one emotion to the other tonight.
I know that's why, baby.
Young girls, they do get weary wearing that same old shaggy dress, But when she gets weary, try a little tenderness. You know she's waiting, just anticipating a thing that she'll never, 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 never forget. But while she's there waiting, and without them, try
a little tenderness. That's all you gotta do. It's not just sentimental, no, no, no. She had her grief and care. What's the soft word they all spoke so gentle, yeah. It makes it easier to bear. You won't regret it, no, no. Some girls, they don't forget it. Love is their home, happiness, yeah. But it's all so easy. Yeah.